This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
You're listening to The Morning Run with Lynn, Shaoning and Julian. Now it's 7:21 in the morning, and in about half an hour, we're going to be speaking with Ibrahim Sufyan, Program Director of the Merdeka Centre, to discuss the findings of their latest poll on public sentiment towards the government. Now ahead of that, we are running a poll on the BFM Twitter account, that's at BFM Radio, asking you, are you worried about the transition of power to the next Prime Minister? If so, tell us why. So your options are yes, when will it happen? Yes, who's the successor, no, it'll work out, and I don't care. We've had about 50 votes so far. Do continue to let us know what you think. But in the meantime, let's talk about some developments in the housing sector, because there appears to be still life yet for Prabadanan Prima Malaysia, or better known as just Prima. Housing and Local Government Minister Zuraida Kamarudin announced plans to mould Prima into a national housing corporation.
Now, the government also said it will bring down Prima's debt exposure to zero by 2023. Zuraida also said that the Prima's one's debt has already been reduced from 24 billion to 11 billion over the past 20 months. Now, just some background, in terms of Prima. Just last year, there was talk that Prima One could be dissolved, the One Malaysian People's Housing Program, as Prima One was known then, was launched in July 2011, with former Prime Minister Dato' Sri Najib pledging to provide 1 million homes by 2020. The then government wanted to supply high-quality housing for those with a monthly income of between 2,500 and 15,000. However, between 2013 and 2018, only 1.6% of that target had been completed, and that's just under 17,000 homes. And this is despite some 8 billion ringgit in funds being injected into Prima One, poor management, exorbitant land acquisition costs and unsuitable sites turned the People's Housing Project into what looked like a major financial flop.
I think when you want to do this kind of thing, you got to think about this policy in minute detail and think about it properly, because otherwise the government would just end up as a very, very bad property developer, right? You're as good as giving houses to people. Is it free? Is it market-driven? Is it going according to market prices? And as it is, people already cannot afford to buy houses here. So if it is a full commercial deal, it won't work. If it is not a full commercial deal, it might not work either, because you're selling below cost.
I think the issue was that the question about affordable housing or the schemes that they rolled out was not really thought through very holistically. There were something like 20 over agencies, if not more. And in Malaysia, I think it's compounded by the fact that land is a state matter. But this necessity to build housing, affordable housing, was driven by federal government. So whether the respective government agencies were working together, not really. And it was also very confusing for people to know which agency should they go to. In Selangor, for example, who do I see if I want to buy an affordable house? So it was just a hodgepodge of mess, honestly.
Yeah, and I also do think that when the government first came in and they announced their very lofty goals of the number of affordable houses they were planning to build, I think they really just fell into the trap of maybe dismissing the previous track records of these organizations in delivering the affordable houses that they were supposed to deliver, because they've fallen very short of their targets. And realistically, it's not going. The number of houses that they're planning to build is not going to materialize anytime soon in any kind of full extent of what they were planning to do in the first place. So I guess the question is really what is the future here for Prima? Because Zuraida has said that her ministry is going to be tabling a law before Parliament to allow the Housing Ministry to have full control of Prima before 2023, because Prima is currently governed by the Prima Act, placing the agency under the Prime Minister's department. So this is another example of just how convoluted things get under when ministries and agencies have kind of cross-ministry responsibilities, but nobody quite knows who they report to.
Well, I mean, once Prima is under the Housing Ministry, would it be better? Would it have a clearer direction in terms of charting a direction for the housing policy? I mean, there are even questions, is the future something like what Singapore has implemented, which is the Housing Development Board, which is the HDB, which is very successful, because at the top of my head, I remember something like 90% or 80% of all Singaporeans stay in HDB. And for an island, we know the property prices there for private housing is notoriously expensive. But yet this model works very successfully.
Actually, the HDB model, it doesn't mean that it's like a gift from the government, right? Because it still go on some kind of a semi-commercial pricing. It's trading below the actual private housing, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't have a market price of its own. So you still have those affordability issues. And we know that Singapore is a country where the population has a high income than Malaysia. So that helps. But housing in Malaysia is still exposed to some kind of international market pricing because so much liquidity in the world, they find out ways into all parts of the world. And the government has to still solve that roof overhead problem, which is very expensive currently for either buyers or for the government.
Yeah, so I think the future of the affordable housing industry does remain to be seen.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.